Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. GTO Poker Gems 12 Insights from the Solver That Every Player Should Use is a concise poker strategy guide by James Splitsuit Sweeney. Associated with red chip poker and the broader modern movement toward solver-informed study. The book focuses on game theory optimal poker, not as an abstract mathematical ideal, but as a practical framework for improving decisions at the table. Its purpose is to translate recurring lessons from solver analysis into a set of usable principles covering bet sizing, range construction, equity, blockers, big blind defense, polarized and condensed ranges, and strategic simplification, rather than asking readers to build complex game trees from scratch. It emphasizes interpretation, what a solver is suggesting, why those suggestions often make strategic sense, and where a human player can apply the insight in real games. The book is best understood as an accessible bridge between raw solver output and playable poker strategy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, solver recommendations are treated as evidence to interpret, not commands to copy. A central concern of GTO Poker Gems is the common misuse of solvers by players who treat an output as a final answer without understanding the assumptions behind it. Solver results depend on starting ranges, stack depths, bet sizes, rake settings, available actions, and the structure of the game tree. If those inputs differ from a live or online situation, copying a solution mechanically can produce poor decisions. Sweeney therefore presents solver work as a way to uncover strategic principles rather than as a script for every hand. This is especially important because many real opponents are not playing balanced strategies, and blindly following equilibrium frequencies may miss profitable exploitative adjustments. The book encourages readers to ask what the solver is protecting against, what incentives it is responding to, and how its preferred actions relate to equity, fold equity, and range interaction. That approach makes GTO study more durable. A player who understands why a solver mixes bets and checks, or why it prefers certain hands as bluffs, can adapt when the table conditions are imperfect. The value of the book lies less in memorizing outputs and more in learning how to reason from them. Secondly, balance ranges depend on how value hands, bluffs, and blockers interact. The book gives significant attention to range construction, one of the areas where solver study most clearly changes a player's thinking. Traditional poker education often focuses on the strength of a single hand, but GTO analysis asks how that hand fits inside the full set of hands a player can hold. A betting range needs enough strong hands to withstand aggression, enough bluffs to prevent opponents from overfolding, and enough logical structure that it is not easily exploited. Blockers become important because some weak hands are better bluff candidates than others. A hand that blocks an opponent's strongest continues or unblock folds may have more value as a bluff than a superficially stronger but strategically awkward hand. The book also distinguishes between polarized ranges, which contain strong value hands and weaker bluffs, and condensed ranges, which contain many medium strength hands. This distinction affects whether a player should bet large, bet small, check, or bluff catch, by framing decisions through range shape rather than isolated hand strength. GTO Poker Gems helps players avoid common mistakes such as overbluffing with poor candidates, underdefending capped ranges, or betting medium hands in spots where checking protects the overall strategy. Thirdly, bet sizing is simplified by matching size to range advantage and strategic purpose. Bet sizing is one of the book's practical priorities because solvers often use multiple sizes in ways that are difficult for humans to reproduce accurately. GTO Poker Gems addresses this by emphasizing the logic behind sizes rather than demanding perfect frequency execution. Large bets tend to appear when a player has a polarized range, nut advantage, or hands that benefit from applying maximum pressure. Smaller bets are often effective when the bettor has a broad equity advantage, wants to deny equity cheaply, or can pressure many marginal hands without risking too much. The book's discussion of single versus multiple bet sizes is important because it acknowledges a real constraint players have limited attention during actual hands. B, a theoretically precise strategy that cannot be implemented consistently, may be less useful than a simplified strategy that captures most of the expected value. Solver-backed simplification therefore becomes a skill, not a compromise born of laziness. The reader is encouraged to identify the main strategic function of a bet before choosing its size. Is the bet extracting value, denying equity, forcing indifference, or applying pressure to a capped range? This functional approach makes sizing decisions more coherent and easier to apply under time pressure. Fourthly, big blind defense is explained through pot odds. Equity realization and positional weakness, big blind defense is a recurring theme in solver-based poker because it challenges intuitive assumptions about hand selection. The big blind often receives a favorable price to call, which means many hands that look weak in isolation may continue profitably against an open raise. However, The book also makes clear that pot odds alone are not enough. A defended hand must realize its equity after the flop, and the big blind is usually out of position, which lowers realization and creates difficult decisions on later streets. This tension explains why solver outputs can defend wider than many traditional players expect, while still folding hands that perform poorly post-flop. The lesson is not simply to call more. It is to understand which hands retain playability, connect with board textures, block strong holdings, or can continue across multiple runouts. The big blind also interacts with range advantage, even after defending correctly. The caller often reaches the flop with a range that is weaker or more capped than the opener's range, so post-flop strategy must account for that disadvantage. By explaining big blind defense through incentives rather than fixed charts alone, the book gives players a more flexible way to approach one of poker's most frequent spots. Lastly, charts, solver screenshots, and GTO Plus models make the book a guided study tool. GTO Poker Gems is designed not only as a written explanation, but also as a guided introduction to solver-based study. The book includes range charts, solver screenshots, and downloadable models built with GTO Plus, allowing interested readers to inspect the same kinds of game trees used in the analysis. This matters because solver output can be visually dense and difficult to interpret without context. By pairing concise written takeaways with visual evidence, the book shows how strategic conclusions emerge from patterns in the data. At the same time, it does not require every reader to own or operate a solver. The included models are most valuable for players who want to go beyond the text, test alternate assumptions, or compare how small changes in ranges and sizes affect equilibrium strategy. The visual format also highlights a limitation of some editions. Color-dependent charts are easier to read digitally than in black and white print. And white print, more broadly, the materials reinforce the book's positioning as an entry point rather than an exhaustive technical manual. It gives players a structured way to begin studying solver logic while leaving deeper node locking, database comparison, and advanced tree construction for further work. In conclusion, GTO Poker Gems is best suited for poker players who already understand basic poker mechanics and want a clearer path into game theory optimal, thinking without becoming overwhelmed. By solver software, it is particularly useful for low to mid-stakes players, serious recreational players, and developing competitors who have heard GTO terminology but struggle to translate it into decisions about betting, checking, defending, and bluffing. Its practical benefit is that it organizes complex solver lessons into compact principles that can improve everyday hand analysis. Its intellectual benefit is that it changes the reader's unit of thought from individual hands to ranges, incentives, frequencies, and board interaction. Compared with more technical solver manuals, the book stands out for compression and accessibility. Compared with older exploitative poker books, it stands out by grounding advice in solver-observed patterns rather than table folklore or isolated heuristics. It does not promise full mastery of optimal play, and readers looking for exhaustive solutions to every formation and stack depth will need more advanced study. Its distinctive value is as a bridge. It helps players stop fearing solver output, stop misusing it as unquestionable authority, and start extracting practical strategic meaning from it. And after form, which money factors of the state time. If you would like to support James Splitsuit Sweeney, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.